That is quite long, isn't it? Yeah. I was going to do a little dance to that, but I decided I'd spare you that. No, we're not going to do that. Right, this morning, okay. Right. This morning, in a minute, I'm going to get the kids up here and we're going to look at presents and have a chat and things. But we need to set up what we're going to do after that. So we're going to have a debate together, okay? We're going to have one side against the other. You've got a slight advantage because there are more of you on this side. You've got David, though. Well, do you know, that's not necessarily going to help. We'll see. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to have the debate, and this is the question that we're going to debate, the statement that we're going to debate. Right, what you're going to be deciding is what the best thing about Christmas is that you want to debate, that you want to put forward as your thing that is the best. You're not allowed to choose Jesus at this stage, by the way. Can I just say that? Okay, we'll come back to that. We'll come back to Jesus. It's fine. Okay, here's the list of options that you've got. Okay, I've chosen already to prevent fighting or arguments or whatever. So you can choose off of this list. One of you will go first and then the other side will pick what's rest. We've got a plan for how that's going to be fair. So the best thing about Christmas is the Christmas trees, the lights, the decorations. No, it's not. It's the Christmas food. Or even, is it listening to the Queen's speech, 3 o'clock this afternoon? Or if you listened to it on the internet already. Or is the best thing about Christmas the Christmas songs, the carols, all of that stuff that we do? Or is it the films, the TV programs that we try and stay awake for the whole afternoon? That might be a challenge. Or is it being off school / work? Maybe. Okay. Right. I've got a qualifying question. Okay. And the team which gets nearest to the accurate answer gets to choose off that list first. So this is how I thought, well, I'm not going to say, well, you go first because you'd get grumpy with me or the other way around. So we have a qualifying question. So Neil, put the qualifying question up. So according to the Office of National Statistics, don't get your phone out, by the way. Don't Google this right now in case you're going to prove me wrong. How many Brussels sprouts will have been sold this Christmas? Right, just think about that because each team has got to come up with an answer. How many Brussels sprouts will be sold this Christmas? Not eaten, sold. According to the Office of the National Statistics, whether it's the UK or worldwide, I don't know. Is that just the UK? I'm reliably informed that will be just the UK, okay? Right, so has this side got a collective answer? Okay, what I'll allow you to do is make a suggestion and then just check that out with the rest of you, okay? So just listen to this answer, okay? Right, what's your answer going to be? 56 million. Is that enough? No. Higher. That's a different quiz game. Higher. How high? 400 million. What were you going to say? 1,000 million. Right. So 400. So are we sticking? What are we sticking at? 400 million? Yeah. Okay. Where are we going here? Lower? You're going higher. Where would you go? Who said that? Seven what, did you say? 7 billion? That's a lot of wind, isn't it? Yeah. What were you going to say, Steve? 500 million? What are we doing? Well, come on, we've got to come up with a collective response here. Right, we're going with Steve. 500 million. You get to choose first. Right, because the answer is, I think we've got the answer here, 750 million. Are sold, but only about half of those will get eaten. It's a bit of a waste, isn't it? Right, okay. So, Craig, Neil, even. Can we go back to the list of options? Right, you have to choose off of this list what you are going to debate as a team. Okay, in a moment, you've got to choose your person who's going to come up here and lead the debate. Right, okay. So, which one are you going to choose off of this list? Right, we've got a bit of a debate going on amongst yourselves. So we've got options here. Put your hands up this side if you want to go for songs / carols. Right, food. I heard food. Oh, there's quite... The last one, being off school or off work. Oh, that's quite close, but come on, make a decision. Which is it going to be, food or school work? Okay, food. Right, you're going for the food one, apparently. No, we're not. You're not. You're going for the... Come on, make a decision. The dinner's cooking. We're going for the food one. Right, okay, right. Okay, so have you all decided? You've had time to think about this. What did you say? Is that on the list? Oh, generally, right, okay, generic and not specific, okay. So films and TV programs, that is... No, you're outvoted. Right, okay, come on, what's your option here then? Being off school, off work. Put your hands up if that applies. Yeah, that'll do. Right, okay. So what you now need to do is choose somebody from your team who, at a bit later on, is going to come and deliver your argument, your debate. Okay. Did you say Craig over here? Right, Craig, what I need you to do... No, you know they didn't mean that. You know that. Right, what I need you to do is just go over there and have a think about what you're going to say. If two or three people want to help Craig and lead and direct him, please. I don't know why I looked at his wife then, but, you know. Two or three people, go and give Craig some ideas, some suggestions, okay? Who's leading the debate this side? Steve? Steve's been nominated. Steve, are you happy to lead the debate for your team? Not really. Okay, come on. We haven't got all day for this. Come on, somebody choose. I'm going to pick you in a minute. Oh, no, he's not going to stand in front of people and talk. Yeah. David, are you going to do it? Yeah, go. Right, David is going to go over here and plan his debate now. Two, three people come help him plan with him, give him suggestions and ideas. Make sure he's being sensible. Come on. Okay, right. So you have to do your planning and talking quietly, okay? Because I think what I'm doing next, I've forgotten where I'm going next. Yes, right, in the meantime. Okay, listen. If you want to join in the conversation, you have to go to there. Everybody else, focus here. If there are any children or adults, for that matter, who have got presents with them this morning that they want to come and show us all, then you can come do that now. Actually, what I need, first of all, is, can the Catchpole family, the whole family, just come here a minute? You can go back to your debate planning. The whole family, this is our Christmas entertainment for this morning. The whole family. Just stand on the stage here so everyone can see. Look at this. No, you have to show your T-shirt. Everybody else will be able to see it. This one says, raised by elves. So give them another round of applause. Right. Okay, you can go sit down there. You can go back to your debate team now. Right, okay. Has anybody got any presents with them they want to show us? Anybody? No. Normally I'm surrounded by people at this point. You are? I made them cry last year, did I? Thanks for reminding me. Apparently I made the children cry last year. I won't do that this year. Oh, I did, didn't I? Because I made them put their presents down and leave them. We're not doing that this year. Right, okay. Now I noticed, girls, when you arrived at church, Mum had a push chair, you had a push chair, you had a push chair, Dad didn't. Where's your push chair? Were you too embarrassed to bring it? Okay, so your babies, what are they called?
Bella.
Bella?
Bella.
Both called Bella? They can't both be called Bella. Okay. Do they make as much noise as you do?
Well, they do make noise, but we're not turning them on.
Good plan, good plan. Okay, right, so not making a noise today. Okay, have you got a fire engine here? Riley James, is this yours? Is this your fire? Oh, you've got a...
Dinosaur, I know a fire engine.
Look at this. Isn't that cool? What, has he got a name yet?
Yeah,
Rara. 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 Right, you have that. Here, hold that. Right, okay. Football? Is that Daddy's or is that yours? That's Hannah's football. You're pushing her into your love of football already. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Isabel, you've got me a new phone, haven't you? No, it's yours. Okay. Yeah. If you just take it out of the case, then oh, I promised not to make people cry, didn't I? Right. So you've got a new phone. So you're just going to be. I know what she's going to be doing all day. It's going to look like this. That's about it, isn't it? Lunch is ready. Okay. I'll be there in a minute. Be there in a minute. Yeah, and 10 minutes later, yeah, just come in. That's what you're going to be doing, isn't it? Okay, right, what have we got over this side? What have you got there? Come on, turn this on. Just tell everyone what this is.
Motorbike.
A motorbike. Is it anybody famous's motorbike? I thought Uncle Aidan would have at least got you a Formula One car with a number 44 on the front. Oh, you got one already. Okay, nice motorbike. What's your brother got? Does that make a noise? Should we make a noise on the microphone? Shall I pass Mummy the microphone? Yeah. Oh, the microphone's not picking it up, is it? Never mind. Okay. So that's it, Woody, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Okay, what have we got over there? Have you got a new watch? Wow, what time is it? Does it say, Paul, hurry up, it's nearly lunchtime? Yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah. Steady, yeah. Wow. And you've got a baby, you've got a doll as well. Wow, what's she called? Another baby Annabelle. Right, okay. Oh, hello again. Right, what have we got? Ethan, what did you bring? Oh, you brought your... Well, give me that minute. Right, can anybody explain to me why you need a ball that is so small? It's just... What? Because he does. That was the answer. Why do you need a ball that's so small? Because I do. Okay. Oh. Sorry. Don't beat me up, bigger brother. Okay, Tom, what have you got?
A t-shirt and a wallet.
Can I have your wallet a minute? Okay. So we've all got different things. Has anybody else got a present here they've been just too shy to bring out? Hannah, you've got a fluffy coat, haven't you? Oh, Ethan, what have you got there? Whose car is this? Say that again. PJ Mask. Is that right? PJ Mask. That's a new one for me. What show's this from?
Catboy.
Catboy? Is it? We'll have to watch that one. I haven't watched that one yet. Wow, that's cool. Does it make a noise? No. That's a good choice, Mum. Good choice. What does it do? Does it do?
Just
the wheels go round. Okay, wow, that's great. Do you like that? Yeah. Okay, right. So let me ask you all at the same time, okay? If I said to you, how much do you like your present? Okay, what I want you to do is give it a score. If you don't like it at all and it's the worst thing you've ever seen, then score 0. Okay? Does anybody want to score their present as a 0? It's the worst thing you've ever seen.
No.
No. Okay. Right, if you're really, really pleased with it, then you could give it a 10. Does anybody want to give their present a 10? Isabel does. Yeah? 10? Best score, 1,000? That wasn't part of the plan. Okay. Would somebody give it a million? Wow. Would somebody give it a score somewhere between 0 and 10? It's like not the most amazing thing, but it's good. What would you do? Most of you are giving your score a 10 or even more. Okay. 7? Well, what's wrong with the ball you got? Son, you chose it. Well, that's my point entirely. Listen, right, that's my point entirely. Had I gone shopping with him, he may not have got such a small ball. Anyway, let's not go into that debate because I didn't want to make the wife cry either. Okay, but listen, what we're thinking about... Right, what we're thinking about today is all of the things that we've been given, all of the things that we're going to be given and that we can give to other people. And you know when I just did that scoring thing, is it the worst thing ever that you've ever seen? You know when Jesus was around, some people thought that. They wanted, some people thought a bit later on in Jesus' life, not on the day he was born, clearly. But even in King Herod sent the wise men, didn't he, to try and get rid of Jesus. Because not everybody had quite kind of got it. But actually, when we stop and we think about it, when we understand who Jesus is, there's no way we're going to give him a 0 score. We're going to give him, what did you say, 1 million? At least 1 million, okay? I want you to think today about how pleased you are, how grateful you are for the toys that you've got, okay? But think alongside of that, how much more God has given us in Jesus, okay? How much more God has given to us in Jesus. You sit on my foot now. how much more God has given to us in Jesus, and celebrate that and live it and hold it as though it's the most precious thing to you that you have ever experienced and ever known, okay? So I'm going to say a quick prayer to ask God to help us with that, and then we're going to carry on. Okay, God, please, today, will you help us to celebrate all the things that we are giving and receiving, but all the more remember that you have given us the best, and that's Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord. Amen. Amen. Right, you can go back to your seats. How are we doing with our planning of our debate? Oh, we're not quite there yet. But how are we doing? Is the plan going okay?